Welcome to Floating Nifty Podcast. My name is Shouwen. So happy to be here today. And today we have a co-host. His name is Noah. Hi, Noah.
Hi, I'm Noah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Today we are going to drink the All Growth Anxi Tie Guan Yin. And I might as well just set the subject of today as defeating my ego. No. I should set the subject of today of ego and ignorance. Here you go.
So spiritual all of a sudden.
Every single podcast is a little bit spiritual to me. So today we are going to drink All Growth Anxi Tie Guan Yin. I encountered this tea back in 2017. I think that this is the tea that, why did I say today the subject is ignorance and ego? This is actually a lightly oxidized style Anxi Tie Guan Yin. And it's just lightly charcoal roasted. Sometimes when you don't pay enough attention, you can't even tell that this tea was roasted. For those of you who have known me or Floating Leaf Tea for a long time, I normally carry Taiwanese Muzha Tie Guan Yin, and it's heavy, it's roasted, it's savory. And we'll just stop right there. And we just pull out the first infusion, and the surface smell from the broth is fragrant, actually.
Really pretty.
It's but not like super, super bright to your nose, kind of a bouquet. Like if you smell some sort of white flower, those tiny small white flowers, or maybe lilac, and you walk really close to it and you just take a huge sniff. Those are huge, big smell. This is not like that. It has a beautiful, delicate flower bouquet and mixed with some sort of young fruit, actually. And there's also that rock, we call it rock milk. Smell also already existing in the surface. What is rock milk? That's how they describe it. The teacher that sold me this tea, Mr. Lai, he said that's why we call it old growth. He said the tea trees are very old, and so the root goes really deep into the earth, to that area that there's clean water just running through earth by itself, and so you don't need to water these tea plants anymore, and then they just suck up they just nourish themselves from the earth, you know. And so there's that area that the rock has kind of a milky feeling and taste, maybe, and smell for sure. I don't know if you ever go into some sort of caves and then there's the residue of that white stuff from the water dripping. I think that's what they are talking about. And this tea has some of those features. And the tea broth just much soft. The tea broth is very soft and spread out very well too. Yeah, and it's pretty gentle and yet very assertive at the same time. And so let's come back to what I was talking about, my ignorance then. It's for many years I would tell people I don't like lightly oxidized tea guan yin. So I never really tried very hard to look for this tea. Many years ago in a friend's place, I met somebody from Hong Kong, and he owned a tea shop in Hong Kong. He went to Taiwan to search tea, and we were just sitting at the same place and drinking tea. And I asked him if he has a favorite tea, and he told me it's Anxi Tie Guan Yin. And I said, oh, that the light stuff? And he said, yeah. And I said, I don't really like that tea. That's what I said back then. And he said, he just looked at me. He said, because you never had a good one. And I was like, okay, challenge accepted. Maybe when I go to Hong Kong, I'll go visit you. He said, yeah, come visit me. And he handed me his name card, which I don't know where I put it. So I was not very sincere, by the way, to receive that message. And 2017, through my documentary filming, I was introduced to Mr. Lai. And I think this is maybe he opened with this tea, or I forgot which tea he started with us, but this was one of the tea he drank with us. And I was very surprised how much I like this tea, because it was a lightly oxidized Tie Guan Yin, and I knew it was a very good tea. And so the moment it happened, I shouldn't say I don't like certain teas, because there's too much ego. I should just realize that I have never had a good one. And this is the tea that, in a way, I'm forever grateful to Mr. Lai. I don't think he knows me with Tie Guan Yin was that way. I think he's just a big fan of Tie Guan Yin, because I realized in this past 2 years, I drank a lot of Tie Guan Yin with him. Yeah. The Taiwanese style, the Chinese style. He likes Tie Guan Yin, I think. And so, and his Tie Guan Yin is all excellent in its own way. And so I'm forever grateful that he introduced me this Tie Guan Yin, told me about it, and I love it. I am learning so much from this tea, something called clarity and cleanness. His tea has so much focus and so much clarity. Is a wonderful way for a tea drinker to try to practice find the center of a tea. And this is one of the teas that I would use in my shop to teach people what does it mean to see a center and feel a center of tea. It's actually way easier with this tea, because it's in a way so clean that there's no way for the tea to play tricks on you. I would say Mr. Zhang's tea is more, has more personality and harder to sometimes to learn what the tea is about, because in a way it's so playful that you don't know what the tea wants to be in a certain days. And this specific all growth Anxi Tie Guan Yin, it's just so there every single time for a tea drinker. I love using this tea to practice, to kind of retune myself when I lost my center. And we'll do the next infusion. And this second infusion, the bouquet continue to bloom. And the broth is so beautifully soft. I think tea can make people cry in many ways. Sometimes they are so strong that you feel somebody use a hammer and just hit you. So you want to cry that way. And some tea, just like this one, is so soft that you want to cry, of it. How can this be possible? Oh. Everything about it today with this tea is softness, is beautiful bouquet, is beautiful broth, is beautiful way to move into a tea drinker's body, and every single point of it connects so well together. I have to say thank you, tea. Oh, I said this tea was a very good tea to teach about my ignorance. This tea it told me a second time about my ego. It totally killed my ego on the second round. It's the following film. After the filming, I was so excited to see these teachers, to meet this teacher for the first time. Within, I think, 8 months, I pushed for another trip back to Taiwan because I wanted to see these amazing tea teachers again. And so there's a group of three friends, me and Noah and Rich. We went to Taiwan to just connect with these teachers and take private lessons. And then this Mr. Lai is one of the teachers that we went to arrange private tea sessions, and he decided to do tea brewing lessons with us. And when we walk in after we took the train to see him, and I was not very in center, and he just point. We walk in and he point to me and says, "Sit down. You are the first one to brew tea." And I was a little bit, in a way, not frightened, but a little bit intimidated, to be honest with you. Because I was not ready to just took 3 hours of train ride, hurry to eat, to grab some lunch, and hurry to show up in his place and got ordered to sit down and start to brew tea. And I had no idea what tea I want, that he would let me brew. And it was a lightly oxidized tea guanyin, very similar to this one. It's also one of his products, different batches of roasting and on the lighter side too. And he gave me a pot, measure out certain amount of tea leaves. He said, "Do whatever you like to do." So I did. And I poured out the tea. I took a sip myself, and I was not really satisfied with my own brewing. He looked at me, he said, the teacher looked at me, he said, "This is what you can do?" That killed my ego that day. I was a little bit angry, by the way. But I also saw how I couldn't brew this tea. And I think it taught me a lesson of that for me to put my own ego right in front of me, and to have somebody who told my tea brewing was not very good. But honestly, I could taste it, so he was not wrong. And to actually told me that tea brewing, you got to put some quiet mind into it. I hurried into the room and I sat down, and my capacity to quiet down my mind obviously was not there that day, and it shows up in my tea brewing. And so I think that was a great lesson to me, that I know I have been brewing tea for many years, and I sometimes joke around, I can brew tea with my eyes closed. I can talk about tea with both hands, doing double guy one. And I used to do that, actually. And I was very proud of myself to do that. Nowadays, I'm actually not encouraging myself and other people to do that, because I was not putting my mind into tea brewing. It was habitual. That's about it. It was habitual. Nothing more amazing than what I was doing. So when you brew tea, sit down. Sit down, put your mind to it, 10 minutes. And if I say, "I don't have time," rethink the sentence. As a Tai Chi teacher told me, excuse. Yes, you have 10 minutes of time in one day.
That stone milk feeling is really strong in the scent.
Yeah, this is the third infusion. The bouquet become a little bit milder, and yet the milkiness really shines through one.
You can feel that mineral milky texture even just in the smell.
You can, in a way, I really love this kind of sensations. The smell, it kind of bring me. It tried to bring me to the place in a way. I can see the place. I can see the rocks. I can see the earth that where the tea trees were growing.
Really good.
I don't even know how to describe this third infusion. It's, as he said, it's really good. Sometimes, I bet you guys have the experience of drinking something and you just drink it. You say, this is good. And that's the feeling that I'm feeling right now. This is good.
It takes over your attention. It becomes everything that you're paying attention to is just that tea. Instead of, oh, you know, you start to pick out notes or you start to be like, oh, there's this thing, there's that thing going on. It just, everything's happening at once. It feels really good. Everything's connected. It's really satisfying.
And sometimes those moments will show up in a tea brewing and in your tea session. And sometimes it won't show up, or it doesn't show up, and it didn't show up. There are many days I struggle with tea brewing, that I'll brew a specific tea for days in a row, and I just couldn't. I would try this, I would try that, and I couldn't. I know something was missing. And today is not one of those days. Today is things just show up for me. And when those days show up, I'm extremely happy, and I try not to just put my ego there and say, wow, I'm so good at this. I'm trying to be maybe like sit with the tea and besides feeling so much gratitude, and then in a way invite the tea to show up continuously that way for me and ask, what have I just done? Am I in a better mood today because I practiced my warm up in Tai Chi today? Was that the reason? And try to find where that I can practice to call out the maximum capacity of those teas every single day through my tea brewing. Because my tea brewing teacher told me I should bring happiness through a cup of tea to people. And that's actually my goal, to do that, to everybody who drank a cup of tea with me. And sometimes I know that I was incapable of doing that. And so when these sessions show up, that I could do is really feel grateful. Like, thank you, thank you. It showed up. Yay, celebration. And also use it as a learning opportunity to really see and ask, what could I do? And what could I continue to do this? Or what could I do better? Excellent session today. Thank you, T.
That cup to me was, it was so fragrant and so soft, and so that the water was so thick and juicy, almost like when you move it around in the cup, it sparkles. Mm. It feels like an elixir from one of those fantasy novels when it just like, kind of like when maybe you remember when you read Lord of the Rings, when I can't remember the guy's name. He's like the Ent, the big tree guy. Mm. And he gives them a glass of this kind of wine stuff that he makes. It's kind of like this elixir that makes people feel really, really good. Mm. Just kind of what my imagination goes to, the first thing that it goes to is when I see that cup of tea, is that kind of mystical feeling. Because it's so connected to the earth and it feels so full of magic or energy from the earth. But it's almost like it comes from another world and it comes from this world at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Magic.
Treebeard. They call him Treebeard.
Treebeard?
Treebeard.
Treebeard.
Mm. You know, like a beard?
This, I have love the drink thingy in there. I want to drink this one.
What'd you say, Lord of the Drink? Does this have Lord of the Drink thing in there? We just call this tea Lord of the Drink from now on. Lord of the Rings drink. Ent wine.
Yeah, we just use those like fantasy novels and see which tea like, what is that Game of Thrones?
I don't know if I want to drink that tea.
Somebody's hair is going to be cut off pretty soon. PG-18 tea. A lot of nudity. And this fourth infusion, the tea, I don't know if it's how I brew it. The tea takes a turn. Right now, the brightness of the bouquet shows up again. So unpredictable sometimes. But that softness, that clarity have never once left the table. And that's really, really something I absolutely appreciate, this specific Anxi Tie Guan Yin. It's so clean. And for me, I really enjoy the feeling of when I drink a tea, I connect it back to the person who made it. I mean, I have never seen the farmer, and then maybe sometime in my lifetime that I will get to see this farmer. At least I saw the person who sourced this tea, and he roasted this tea, and who he is. He is a very meticulous, intelligent person who curated this tea for us. And you can see his table really looked really, really beautifully clean. But so I try to imitate him because my table is chaotic, for those of you who know me. And I was actually observing this teacher's table. He actually had many things on the table, like 10, 15 different pots, and they're all gorgeous, and they're all set on the table. And there's his tea tray and, you know, things. And I was watching the table, and it was so beautifully put together. And sometimes I look at my own table, I say, I only have 5 teapots on the table. How come it looks so chaotic? So I think there's a huge difference between our mind. And this tea is a wonderful tea for you to see the earth, to see the person who made the tea for you. That amount of earth energy and that amount of cleanness, that amount of center and clarity is an extremely beautiful tea to me. And I hope in your tea journey that you get a chance to drink many cups of these style teas. And before we leave the session, do you have anything you want to say, Noah?
This tea is a really important tea in my journey to understanding how these things work. It showed me how the structure shows up in each individual part of the body, from the nose, the mouth, and the body, and how when you take them apart, you can see the expression of the tea individually. But more importantly, when you put them all together, it shows the full expression of the tea. It's really simple and straightforward to see exactly what the tea has to tell you if you're calm enough to brew it, which I think anybody can be. But it also shows a really deep connection with the earth and with the person that made the tea. Maybe in the first few months that we had this tea, we had a session here, and I was, for some reason, my mind and my imagination was really open that day. And I felt like I just saw so clearly the land that the tea came from, and that mineral feeling where it comes from inside the earth, that earth energy, and all the things that the trees have seen over however many years, and the way that the tea roaster elevated the tea so that all these things were more obvious and put it all together. And it was a huge step for me. This tea was a really big step for me. This was the first tea that, because I've been drinking Mr. John's charcoal roasted teas for a long time before that. But if I had never drank this teacher's charcoal roasted teas, I'm not sure if I would be able to appreciate maybe even pour other roasted oolongs or, you know, all these other teas in the same way, because this one, because of it's so clear, it brought that clarity to me, and then in the way that I look at tea.
Mm. Beautifully said.
Not really.
It is. That's excellent. Excellent. So happy that we get to drink this old growth Anxi Tie Guanyin. Thank you, Mr. Lai, who introduced me this tea. And thank you, the tea, who present itself so clearly to us tea drinkers who try to learn clarity. And I think that's it for today. We want to sit quietly with the tea energy for a few moments. So thank you for tuning in and listening. I think I have told you and asked you so many times now to tell your friends and family about this podcast, and feedbacks, comments, suggestions, please send it to tea@floatingleaf.com. And I wish all of you a wonderful, happy tea brewing and tea drinking. Thank you so much. Until next Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.